civilization to the rulers of this world. Man shall rise to power and growing strength once more. All man's sin to destroy, all that's meekly created. Have we learned through our suffering? Only time shall tell.
All right, welcome back. That was Bolt Thrower with Seventh Offensive. Before that, Rebirth of Humanity and War Master, the title track off of the album from 1991. Before that, Ceremonium with Pillars of Wisdom and Nocturnal Fire by Dodsrit. Next up, got a hometown band for me, To Mold, with Will Whispers. This is off their album back in 2023 now, so I guess we should start to be, you know, on the lookout for a new Tomb Mold album, hopefully within the next year or two. Who knows? But I'm really hoping that they put it out sooner rather than later. I interviewed them around the time of their last album, and it blew me away. It was surprise dropped, which is like the coolest way to drop music on the general unsuspecting populace. After that, tune off of Black Sabbath's Dehumanizer album, the final Black Sabbath album with Dio on vocals, not the last album with that lineup with Dio on vocals. That was Heaven and Hell with The Devil You Know, but this is from 1992's Dehumanizer. After that, Nasum with A Happy Song, I Hate People, and Cryptopsy with Lich Mistress. And after that, a little bit more old school death metal with Entombed and Stranger Eons. Entombed's None So Vile turns 30 this year, by the way. And if you're wanting to check out a cool Cryptopsy shirt, you can check out their Instagram page. They have made an anime version of the album cover for some reason. Shout out to Anime Cryptopsy, I guess. I don't know. It says None So Cute on the back. Their graphic designer must have had a lot of fun with that one. I'll leave it at that. Anyway, it's kind of fun. It's got a pink logo on it. If I see Cryptopsy again, I'll probably end up getting it because it's pretty cool. Napalm Death on their latest tour has a kitten shirt too, and apparently money goes towards like a cat rescue. So, I like cats. I'll probably end up getting that too. Not really sure where I'm going. Anyway, here's Tomb Mold. All right, welcome back. That was Entombed with Stranger Eons, Cryptopsy with Lich Mistress, Nasum with I Hate People, and Black Sabbath with Too Late. Before that, Tombmold with Will Whispers. Up next, got three more songs, all from Canadian bands. Wormwitch with the first two, Leering Crystal Effigies, and Smote His Ruin Upon the Mountainside, which is quite the mouthful. Saw Wormwitch back in Fredericton, I think 2024, I saw them in 2023, interviewed them 2024 when they put out their new album, which was self-titled on Profound Lore. And apparently they're doing a Canadian tour right now. It doesn't look like they're going to be making it to the Maritimes. I think they're stopping somewhere in Ontario or Quebec. But I'm really hoping that they end up making a little side trek up to the Maritimes, because they kind of blew the roof off the cap the last time I saw them, and would love to see them again. After that, I guess listener discretion advised, because I'm about to say the F word. Fuck the Facts with No Place for Failure. This is off Disgorge Mexico. I picked this up at Second Spin over, not this weekend, the weekend before. Really cool, kind of artsy, grindy stuff. I don't know how else to describe it other than that. And one of the more unique Canadian grind bands, without a doubt. After that, I might sneak in one more song, but we will see. This might be the last music break. I'm not 100% sure. But anyway, here is Wormwitch and Fuck the Facts on Harmony Corruption.
Thank you. We'll be right back. Justin.